Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome back for his weekly visit, the King.
What up?
King.
How's it going?
Good.
I'm officially on vacation.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You are, huh?
Yeah, we did a month's worth of work in 2 weeks.
So. Wow. That's good work by you.
Oh, my God. A guy just pounded on the door looking for the... That's supposed to make an angle for his trailer. I'm like, you know, bye now. So I didn't get that done, but I got everything else done. So I'm good,
good
to go. So next week I'll do the show from the Atlantic Ocean.
All right.
You'll hear waves and see
actually, we don't have a show next week.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting that.
Oh.
We're all best ofs next week.
And scratch off the number I just wrote down. Okay.
Right. I'm on vacation.
Yes.
Where are you going?
Delaware.
What's in Delaware?
Bethany Beach, Rehoboth Beach.
Awesome.
Down there.
Great.
So
yeah.
Everybody's going to be there. We picked that because. Megan is 7.5 months pregnant.
Yep.
And because she is, it's a shorter trip to there for her from Virginia than it is obviously to Cape Cod. So we wanted to make it easier for her.
Right. I bet it's nice down there. The Cape is tough this time of year. But we may be going there in another month, but there's so much traffic.
Oh,
you know?
I think I'm going there 9, 10, 11. Somewhere like that. Right after I go to Bethany, I'm going to go there just for the weekend, the next weekend. Because Kathy needs to see. I'm going to leave here, the 9th? Is that a Friday?
Yeah, that's Friday.
August?
Yeah.
Or July.
July. Yeah. Kathy has to see her mom. Yeah, Kathy has to see her mom. And,
okay.
Stop there, I'll wave hi to you, and then go to the Cape for a couple days and come back that Sunday, because Matt said I had to be back by Monday. And I said, all right, and Matt says I got to be back. All right, okay.
You got to do what you got to do. When Matt talks, you got to listen, man.
Boy, I tell you, I've never been around anybody like when he talks, like, you know, I mean, people jump. You know, like there's certain people that, like, when they talk, you'll run through the wall for them. Like, this has always been the issue with the suit. He'd say it, and everybody would, like, look at the wall and walk around it.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Hey, did you see what the Islander fans throw beer cans on the...
Yes.
What the heck is going on with that? What are you doing? I know you're hacking.
I can't believe they're serving beer in cans.
But did you see Montreal last night? Did you guys see Montreal last night?
I'm telling you, I taped the game, right? So my wife goes to bed, she's sound asleep. I'm like, I'm good to go here, baby. I sit down and I watch the whole game, and it's great because I can fast forward through icings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it goes into overtime. And the message comes on my screen, do you want to keep your recording or delete it?
Oh,
I'm like,
no. That's why you always got to do 2 hours over. That's what I always do.
I always do, but I forgot to. I'm like, no, man. I missed the overtime.
Well, anyway, they're allowing 3,500 fans now in Montreal in the Bell Center there. But then you look outside, and it's like a monsoon outside of people, like arm-in-arm, this and that. So why can't you just allow them inside? And then, of course, there was tons of riots, and cars got flipped over. I mean, they had a lockdown Bell Center last night for the players. The players couldn't even get out.
As I have said many times about the West Virginia football nature, I know when I'm happy, I like to burn couches and turn over cars. That's always been my expression of joy.
I've never done it,
you know. I guess I'm relatively boring, so.
I know.
They estimated 55,000 people outside the Coliseum, arm in arm, no masks, no nothing. They won't let them in the building. That was going to be my, what are we going to see next week? Will they allow Okay, I heard that they've all started receiving their second shots now. So they should have some vaccinated people who can go to the game. So I don't know.
Who knows?
They obviously haven't needed it. So
they are locked.
They beat a good team, man. Montreal is a good-looking team.
I think they're going to win it all. I said it a couple weeks ago.
I've never seen a team. I don't know if the Islanders have anything left, you know.
Right.
They gave it every ounce of energy they had to beat Tampa the other night. I don't know if they have it tonight, enough energy to do it again. Because the only way they're going to beat Tampa is to just dive all over the place and, you know, go the extra mile. So we'll see.
Well, I think one thing about Montreal, I'll be honest with you, I thought they weren't going to beat Toronto in the opening round.
No.
I really didn't.
No. I've watched just about all the games, and they get better and better, and they are fast. And what McGuire there says, he says, watch Montreal. They keep their sticks on the ice all the time. Their sticks are on the ice, he said. And look at Vegas. Their sticks are up in the air. And Montreal is always picking off passes, and just they're very, very well coached. And, man, those young guys can fly. So.
Well, you know what? But you know what he did? Look at the Montreal roster. And you start going through the roster, and you start seeing guys that won Stanley Cups that they acquired, veterans.
Yes.
Like Corey Perry, for example, who was with the Kings during their great run. They started picking up some guys with Stanley Cup wins.
Mm-hmm.
And that can change the dynamic of a locker room when you've got some guys in there that have played in it, won it, and understand the process of it.
And then they got the young guys who don't even know why they're there. You know, just like, wow, this is fun. You know, they got one kid fresh out of college. Is there another sport that their trade deadline is so imperative, like hockey, where they absolutely pick up good players, you know?
Baseball. Baseball.
To change the dynamic of a team immediately.
Yeah, I would say baseball.
Baseball and the NBA do. I mean, the NBA trade deadline does that too. And so does baseball. The only one that really doesn't is the NFL.
I the impact on these teams for these players, they're impact players, and they seem to mesh almost right away. The Bruins got Hall, who was doing nothing in Buffalo. And he came to the Bruins, and he was all world. He made their second line, you know, very good. Of course, they only won one series. But Montreal's loaded with them. Vegas has them. Vegas, man, they got to be killing themselves. They look tired and old. So
yeah. Well, it's interesting because, I mean, the NFL's the one that where the trade deadline doesn't have as much meaning, and I only say that because, I mean, I just wanted to eliminate any hope Matt had. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment.
Thanks.
I just thought I'd point it out for you. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, headlines for the week.
Let's start with you, Steve.
Sure. Let's see. What's even going on next week? who knows? let's see.
You're going on vacation. I know that for sure.
Let's see. The Phoenix Suns will beat the L.A. Clippers and go to the finals for the first time since Charles Barkley.
King?
What do I think of that? Or what do I think? There's a million things.
what do you got first here? What's your first?
What pitchers will pull their pants down again next week? That was enjoyable. I'm like, oh my, what a mockery they've made of it.
It was an absolute disgrace.
Yeah.
And a total embarrassment. I'm going to one-up you. I'm going to see if any pitchers moon
the
umpires.
Pitch the ball, hit the ball, catch the ball, and just turn the game back into, I don't know. Maybe this has made it more exciting, a reason to watch and see the guys pull their pants down. I don't know.
I'm going to one-up you. I want to see if anybody moons the umpires.
Oh, moons them? And put some Vaseline back. That puts something like there is stuff there. So then the ump has to do something.
All right, this is getting bad here. Steve, what do you got next?
There'll be another no-hitter next week.
All right.
Get this one. There's a place called Jordan Furniture, okay? They're here in Connecticut, Massachusetts. Right. And the guy says that if the before July 1st, if the Red Sox pitcher throws a no-hitter, all furniture bought that month will be free. Right? Last night, the Red Sox pitcher had a no-hitter, 8 1/3 innings, and Cora pulled him out of the game. And the Red Sox lost the game 1-0. So everyone's sitting there counting their money that they're going to get free furniture, and Cora put an end to it. So.
That's messed up, man.
Yeah.
That's
mean,
a total violation.
It was nothing to nothing when he took him out. And I think he brought Barnes in, and Barnes got him out of the inning. But, my God, the guy had no hitter, you know.
All right, so we got another Game 7 tonight, of course. Lightning and Islanders, as we talked about. What is the winning fan base going to do? What is the losing fan base going to do? Will the Islanders burn down the Coliseum, win or lose?
Yeah, because that would be no more games at the Coliseum.
They're going to tear it down.
Oh, that's a good one, man. Ooh, I got all girly on you. That's a good one, man. So, no, what will they do? Those fans are crazy. They were interviewing one of the Islanders. He was like, I'm afraid to move from where I am. I'm going to get bonked on the head with a beer can. Do they actually serve beer cans at sporting events now? I haven't been to one in a while.
Yeah, they do because they can't do the bottles anymore because of dangerous of being a dangerous.
I thought you had to get like a cup of beer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, they do the cup, but sometimes they've been doing the cans.
Not anymore.
Maybe they'll stop doing that. Yeah.
Montreal will do it. Holy moly!
You know, I gotta say, we're losing too many things, as fans enjoy because of a couple idiots lately.
Yeah, well, there were a lot of idiots at the Islanders game. That was weird, you know. It was like a hat trick, you know, throwing hats on the ice, only it was beer cans. And your team won. So it's hard to imagine what they'll do if they lose.
Maybe Tampa's going to throw pina coladas on the ice if they win tonight.
I don't know. Be honest with you, Florida's kind of like really depressed right now.
Well, yeah, that's true. Actually, that would be a good pick-me-up for the state if the Lightning did win tonight.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
That's just horrible, that thing down there. My gosh.
Oh, I've been by that building many times in my life.
That's just...
It's on Collins Avenue, A1A, and we stayed at a hotel just down the street from it.
Yeah, it's a very popular area. And there's a lot of places built, and I mean, if that was a sinkhole,
yeah.
I mean, all the places got to be sitting there saying, "What the heck are we sitting on a dynamite here?" You know,
right? Well, let's see. My next one is by the end of next week, Pennsylvania will have a name, image, and likeness law.
There you go.
The what?
Name, image, and likeness law.
Right this way? What? I need a hearing aid, man. I really didn't hear what you said.
By the end of the week, Pennsylvania will have a name, image, and likeness law for college athletes.
I don't know. You think, is that what you mean, like pay them and everything?
Well, the ability for them to earn money on their own you know, as a promotional, a commercial venture, Instagram, YouTube?
I'm 50-50 on that. I don't... I'm so afraid that college sports was still pure, you know, and it won't be pure anymore. And will you get the sense of, I don't know. Hard to say. If three players on the team get paid and the rest don't, you know, what do you... Or will there be dissension? I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
I still put a lot of weight in the college education. As like you've said 100 times over, these athletes get the best of everything when they're there. I do agree that they should get laptops and they should get tutoring and all that for free because they can't hold jobs, you know?
Right, right.
So that stuff like... I think the Supreme Court voted for that. So,
yeah, 9-0. I mean,
yeah. Hey, I got a quick story. I saw George, our cousin George. He said to say hi. He lives out in Idaho. What's a famous place up in Idaho? There's a lake up there. I forgot. Coeur d'Alene or whatever. There's a lot of famous people live up there. And it's way up in the tip of Idaho on the Canadian line. So he's working part-time. Now, just to preface it, George was the Orange County Sheriff in California and drove O.J. back and forth to trial. And then he drove the Menendez brothers back and forth to their trials. So he's had his touch with famous people. So now he's retired and lives in Idaho with his wife, and he takes a part-time job at a dry cleaner's, right? And he goes to this house, really beautiful home on the opposite side of the lake. Guy answers the door in his bathrobe, and he gives him his dry cleaning. He gets home, and he tells his wife, he says, yeah, I had to deliver to some hockey player. Guy's got a weird name, like Gretz. She goes, Wayne Gretzky.
Oh,
he goes,
no.
Yeah, that's it. Blonde guy.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, my God. And he's so unassuming, George. He's like,
very much.
Yeah, that's the guy, Wayne Gretzky.
You guys got like, some work to do with your cousin. Come on now.
Well, no, he freely admits he doesn't know much about sports. I mean, he's told me that many times.
Clearly.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, which is fine. He doesn't have to like it. He's a good guy.
Imagine,
so.
He lived in L.A. and Gretzky played in L.A.
That's right.
But I thought that was pretty cool. He's so funny the way he tells the story. He's like, I'm like, my God, dude. So O.J., Wayne Gretzky, this is a guy who hates sports, you know. Anyway, I had another one. I can't remember what it is.
It's all right. It's the end of the show, so you're bailed out by the music.
Well, I want it to be noted that I was more than willing to work on my vacation. Okay?
Noted.
But you enjoy
it. You're not.
But I'm not. It's exactly right. I'm not.
Well, this is a hobby for me, and that's a job for you. I will not pick up a piece of metal all week.
Well,
have a safe vacation.
Yeah, both of you enjoy your vacations.
Well, there's one thing I do have to do next week. It's with three former players on the 2016 season. This guy up in Connecticut is putting something together on the 2016 season, so they want me to do something Wednesday night with these guys. I said, sure. For 15 minutes or whatever on Zoom.
Zoom, baby. I made brackets for Zoom cameras. Okay.
Have a great one, everybody.